So, I have to say this is the first time I've ever given my testimony really formally. I think I try to live it every day, but and really, when David asked me, I went, "Why me?" But then the Lord whispered. He said, "It's not about you. It's about me."
That's right. All right. All right. Amen. That's right.
My sister Pam told me, when I told her I was going to do this, she knew it was going to be hard for me. And it's not that I'm sad. It's just emotion. And so the Lord really put it on my heart to say, and the most incredible thing to me is when I started thinking and praying about what I would say tonight, he really told me the path that I came from. I could tell you a lot about my past, because I think and I don't regret anything, because I think our past forms us, and I actually thank the Lord for my past. Like Pastor Cece said, he was a bad boy. I was not the best girl. And I was raised in the military family. We traveled a lot. My father was gone a lot. He was gone for years, year and a half. And it was always such an exciting time when he came back. And I love traveling, and I think that really is one of the things that gave me such an adventurous spirit today. I love traveling. When my father finally did come back, and he retired, he turned abusive. So growing up through my teenage years, I thought to fill that gap, that hole, because I did not know the Lord then. I was raised Catholic, but I just survived. So during that period of time, at 19 years old, he actually kicked me out of the house for me separating a fight between him and my mom, and I never went back. Being raised Catholic, my mom, she always put it in our hearts that we should go to church. But part of the things that happened is I did not like communion. And the reason I didn't like communion is because it stuck to the roof of my mouth. And if you've ever had a Catholic wafer, they stick to the roof of your mouth. You have to understand, again, I didn't know the Lord. All I did is I went to church because my mom told me to go. And so I learned early on that if I chewed gum at least 30 minutes before service, I did not have to take communion. Because by, I guess, Catholic law or whatever it was, if you chewed anything or ate anything, you could not take communion. So I got out of taking communion and having it stick into the roof of my mouth. I was a very rebellious person, to say the least. And it's funny what Pastor Cece said, I stand here by the grace of God, that I am alive, or I haven't, the things that I had done in my past, that I didn't kill somebody on those things that I used to do. But and I have it written down, but he had his hand on me before I even knew it. And I'm going to take you back to a time in 1981, because there's distinct things in my life that I look back now and I know that he had his hand on me, even though I did not know it. I was 17 years old. Just turned 18, graduated from high school, And in my small town in Malvern, Arkansas, there was these bright yellow windows with these black figures on them. You see, I really wanted to go off to college, but my mom and dad couldn't afford it because my brother and my sister had already gone. And so to convince them, because I didn't get to go off to college and had to live at home, I wanted to take karate, or really taekwondo. And I tell you that, and that's a kind of a funny story, but the Lord used taekwondo and put certain things in my path to bring me to Him. So I believe to this day, and I tell everybody, the Lord can use anything and everything to bring you to Him. And He did. So through the path of taekwondo, I eventually was really, that's okay. I put my whole heart into it. I eventually got my black belt. I eventually taught. I eventually moved to Memphis, Tennessee. I had just gotten back from Beale Street, late night. You can imagine what happens on Beale Street if you've ever been there. Didn't like the life that I was leading, and that night I got on my hands and knees. And I didn't ask for the Lord to save me. I asked Him for a husband. Later on, I just let it go. And honestly, I think with any prayer that you distinctly and earnestly pray, if you just leave it at His feet, He's going to answer it one way or the other. Whether I knew it or not, that's what He did. Later on, He gave me a scripture. And that scripture is from Isaiah 40:31. I memorized that scripture for some reason, and for my life of me, I have no idea where it came from, except for it had to come from Him. I memorized that thing, and the reason I memorized that scripture, it wasn't to honor the Lord. It was so I could beat my adversary at a tournament. That is why I memorized it. And I said it over and over and over. And guess what? I beat her that night. I gave her a black eye, and I was happy and got grand champion. So, later on, the Lord brought me my husband. He's a tall blonde. I didn't think much of him at first, but we became fast friends, and the Lord brought us together, and after 30 years, we're still together. Amen. But the cool thing was, again, going on why I'm telling you this story, is Ricky came down, he got me, and he brought me back to Murfreesboro. From Murfreesboro, we went to Franklin. And in Franklin, Tennessee, there was a family that I taught taekwondo, and their names are the Stonikers. And to this day, they are very dear to my heart. And the reason is because they took Ricky and I in, and they loved us just where we were. They never told us that we were sinners. They never told us that we were wrong living together. They never told us, not once. But what they did do is invite us to church. And they invited us to Grace Church, and that has been almost 30 years ago. And from there, I'm going to go back to communion. When the Lord saved me, Brother Bill said that the Lord's Supper was for people who were saved. And when he told me that particular Sunday, up until that point, I was taking it because I didn't know, it wasn't a wafer, so I went ahead and took it. It was just like a little cracker. So it didn't stick to the roof of my mouth, so I thought it was okay to take the Lord's Supper. But when he told me that the Lord's Supper was for the people of the Lord, I knew that particular Sunday in my heart that I was not his. And right then and there, I asked Him to save me. And He did. So that is the reason why, if it wasn't for that path of Taekwondo, I would not be standing here today by the grace of God, that I am alive and I can be a testimony for Him. And the unique thing I love about the Lord's Supper, when I take the Lord's Supper now, I actually do crunch on that cracker, because to me it's a representation of the Lord crunching sin. And so it is precious in my soul to take that Sunday when we do take it. It's a wonderful blessing. So now when I say the words from Isaiah 31:40, it's not physical, but it's spiritual. And so I wanted to close tonight with those words. And if you know Isaiah, please say it with me. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their own strength. They shall mount up with eagle's wings, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
She's talking about the path that she went through. All things work together for good. All things work together for good to those what? Who love God and are the called according to, not what we want, His purpose. It's a total surrender to Him.